Day 19. Again, Manju City. A Bodhisattva Mahasattva who keeps this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma in the latter days after my extinction, when the teachings are about to be destroyed, should have great loving kindness towards laymen and monks and great compassion towards those who are not bodhisattvas. He should think, they do not know that the Tathagata expounded expedient teachings according to the capacities of all living beings. They do not hear, know, or notice it, or ask a question about it, or believe or understand it. Although they do not ask a question about this sutra, or believe or understand it, I will lead them and cause them, wherever they may be, to understand the Dharma by my supernatural powers and by the power of my wisdom when I attain Anuttara Samlok Sambodhi. Manju City, a Bodhisattva Mahasattva who performs this fourth set of peaceful practices after my extinction, will be able to expound the Dharma flawlessly. Bhikkhus, Bhikkhunis, Upsakas, and Upsikas, kings, princes, ministers, common people, Brahmanas, and householders will make offerings to him, honor him, respect him, and praise him. The gods in the sky will always serve him in order to hear the Dharma from him. When someone comes to his abode located in a village, in a city, in a retired place, or in a forest, and wishes to ask him a question, the gods will protect him day and night for the sake of the Dharma, so that the hearer may rejoice, because this sutra was, is, and will be protected by the supernatural powers of the past, present, and future Buddhas. Manju City, it is difficult to hear even a title of this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, even if you tried to do so walking about innumerable worlds. Needless to say, it is more difficult to see, keep, read, and recite this sutra. Manju City, I will tell you a parable. Suppose a powerful wheel-turning holy king demanded the surrender of kings of smaller countries by threat of force. They did not obey his demand. He led soldiers went and suppressed them. He was very glad to see that some soldiers distinguished themselves in war. According to their merits, he gave them petty fields, houses, villages, cities, garments or ornaments or various treasures such as gold, silver, lapis lazuli, shell, agate, coral or amber, or elephants, horses, vehicles, men servants, maid servants or subjects. But he did not give a brilliant gem, which he was keeping in his top knot, to anyone, because the gem on the head of the king was the only one in the world. If he had given it to anyone, the followers of the king would have been much surprised. Manju City, I am like the king. I obtained the world of the Dharma by my powers of dhyana concentration and of wisdom and became the king of the triple world. But the kings of the Maras did not assent to my demand for surrender to me. Therefore my army, led by generals, that is, by sages and saints, fought with them. I was glad to see that some distinguished themselves in war. In order to cause them to rejoice, I expounded many sutras of the four kinds of devotees. I gave them the treasure of the Dharma, such as dhyana concentrations, emancipations, the roots without ashravas, and the powers without ashravas, and also the city of Nirvana, telling them that they had already attained extinction, although I led them by giving these things to them and caused them to rejoice. I did not expound to them the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. Manju City, when he saw a soldier of extraordinary merit, the wheel-turning holy king joyfully gave the soldier the unbelievably precious gem, which he kept in his top knot for a long time and had not given to anyone. I am like the king. I am the great king of the Dharma in the triple world. I expound the Dharma and teach all living beings because I see that my soldiers, led by generals, that is, by sages and saints, have already obtained extraordinary merits in their fight with the Mara of the five aggregates, with the Mara of illusions, and with the Mara of death, and that they have already eliminated the three poisons, left the triple world, and destroyed the nets of the Maras. I now expound this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma with great joy. This sutra leads all living beings to the knowledge of all things. I did not expound it before because if I had done so, many people in the world would have hated it and few would have believed it. Manju City, this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma is the most excellent and profound teaching of all the Tathagatas. Therefore, I expound it lastly, just as the powerful king gave the brilliant gem lastly. the one which he had kept in his topknot for a long time. Manjusiri, this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma is the treasury of the hidden core of the Buddhas, of the Tathagatas. It is superior to all the other sutras. I kept it in secret and refrained from expounding it before the long night. Now I expound it to you today for the first time. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathas. Be patient and compassionate towards all living beings, and then expound this sutra, praised by the Buddhas. Anyone who keeps this sutra in the latter days after my extinction should have compassion towards laymen and monks, and towards those who are not bodhisattvas. He should think, they do not hear this sutra, they do not believe it. This is their great fault. When I attain the enlightenment of the Buddha, I will expound the Dharma to them with expedience and cause them to dwell in it. I will tell you a parable. A wheel-turning holy king was powerful. Some of his soldiers distinguished themselves in war. He was glad to honor them. He gave them elephants or horses, vehicles or ornaments, paddy fields or houses, villages or cities, garments or various treasures, men servants or maid servants or other valuables. He took a brilliant gem out of his topknot and gave it to the bravest man who had done the most difficult feats. I am like the king. I am the king of the Dharma. I have the great power of patience and the treasury of the wisdom. I save all living beings in the world by the Dharma out of my great compassion towards them. The people were under the pressure of various sufferings. They were fighting with the Maras in order to emancipate themselves from suffering. Because I saw all this, I expounded various teachings to them. I expounded many sutras with skillful expedience. Now I know that they can understand the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. Therefore, I expound it to them lastly. Just as the king took the brilliant gem out of his topknot and gave it to the bravest man, lastly. This is the most honorable sutra. It is superior to all the other sutras. I kept it in secret and refrained from expounding it. Now is the time to do so, therefore I expound it to you now. Anyone who seeks the enlightenment of the Buddha and wishes to expound this sutra in peaceful ways after my extinction should practice these four sets of things. Anyone who reads this sutra will be free from grief, sorrow, disease, or pain. His complexion will be fair. He will not be poor, humble, or ugly. All living beings will wish to see him, just as they wish to see sages and saints. Celestial pages will serve him. He will not be struck by swords or sticks. He will not be poisoned. If anyone speaks ill of him, the speaker's mouth will be shut. He will be able to go anywhere, fearless as the Lion King. The light of his wisdom will be as bright as that of the sun. He will see only wonderful things in his dream. He will dream surrounded by bhikkhus that the Tathagatas are sitting on lion-like seats and expounding the Dharma. He also will dream as many living beings, and including dragons and asuras, as there are sands in the river Ganges, are joining their hands together towards me respectfully, and I am expounding the Dharma to them. He also will dream the bodies of the Buddhas are golden colored. They are emitting innumerable rays of light and illumining all things. The Buddhas are expounding all teachings with their Brahma voices. I am among the four kinds of devotees to whom the Buddha is expounding the unsurpassed Dharma. I praise the Buddha with my hands joined together. I heard the Dharma from him with joy. I made offerings to him and obtained dharanis. I also obtained irrevocable wisdom. The Buddha knew that I entered deep into the way to Buddhahood, so he assured me of my future attainment of perfect enlightenment, saying, good man, in your future life you will be able to attain immeasurable wisdom, that is the great enlightenment of the Buddha. Your world will be pure and large, without a parallel. There will be the four kinds of devotees there. They will hear the Dharma from you with their hands joined together. He will also dream, I am now in a forest of a mountain. I have studied and practiced good teachings. I attained the truth of the reality of all things. I am now in deep dhyana concentration. I see the Buddhas of the worlds of the ten quarters. He also will have a good dream. The bodies of the Buddhas are golden colored. They are adorned with hundreds of marks of merits. Having heard the Dharma from them, I am now expounding it to the others. He also will dream, although I was a king, I gave up the five desires and the most wonderful pleasures. I left my palace and attendants and reached the place of enlightenment. I sat on the lion light seat under the Bodhi tree and sought enlightenment. For 7 days I obtained the wisdom of the Buddhas and attained unsurpassed enlightenment. I emerged from dhyana and turned the wheel of the Dharma. I expounded the Dharma to the four kinds of devotees for 1,000,000,000,000 kalpas. I expounded the wonderful Dharma without a shravas and saved innumerable living beings. Then I entered into nirvana just as a flame dies when smoke is gone. Anyone who expounds this supreme teaching in the evil world after my extinction will obtain great benefits, as previously stated. Chapter 15, The Appearance of Bodhisattvas from Underground. Thereupon the Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, more than 8 times the number of the sands of the river Ganges who had come from the other worlds, rose from among the great multitude, joined their hands together towards the Buddha, and bowed to him and said, "World-honored one, if you permit us to protect, keep, read, and recite, and copy this sutra, and make offerings to it strenuously in this Saha world after your extinction, we will do so and expound it in this world." Thereupon the Buddha said to those Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, "No, good men, I do not want you to protect or keep this sutra, because there are Bodhisattva Mahasattvas 60,000 times as many as the sands of the river Ganges in this Saha world. They are each accompanied by attendants, also numbering 60,000 times as many as the sands of the river Ganges. They will protect, keep, read, recite, and expound this sutra after my extinction." When he had said this, the ground of the Saha world, which was composed of 1,000,000,000 Sumeru worlds, quaked and cracked, and many thousands of billions of Bodhisattva Mahasattvas sprang up from underground simultaneously. Their bodies were golden colored and adorned with the 32 marks and with innumerable rays of light. They had lived in the sky below this Saha world. They came up here because they heard these words of Shakyamuni Buddha. Each of them was the leader of a great multitude. The Bodhisattvas included those who were each accompanied by attendants as many as 60,000 times the number of the sands of the river Ganges. Needless to say, they included those who were each accompanied by fewer attendants, for instance, 50,000 times, 40,000 times, 30,000 times, 20,000 times, or 10,000 times the number of the sands of the river Ganges, or by attendants just as many as the sands of the river Ganges, or by attendants as many as a half or a quarter of the number of the sands of the river Ganges, or by attendants as many as the sands of the river Ganges divided by 1,000,000,000,000 nauta, 1,000,000,000, 10,000,000, 1,000,000, 10,000, 1,000, 100, 10, 5, 4, 3, or 2 attendants, or only by 1 attendant. The Bodhisattvas who preferred a solitary life came alone. The total number of Bodhisattvas was innumerable, limitless, beyond calculation, inexplicable by any parable or simile. Those Bodhisattvas who appeared from underground came to many treasures, Tathagata and Shakyamuni Buddha, both of whom were in the wonderful stupa of 7 treasures hanging in the sky. They joined their hands together towards the 2 world-honored ones and worshipped their feet with their heads. Then they descended onto the ground and came to the Buddha sitting on the lion-like seats under the jeweled trees, bowed to them, walked around them from left to right 3 times, joined their hands together respectfully and praised them by the various ways by which Bodhisattvas should praise Buddhas. Then they returned to the sky, stood to one side, and looked up at the 2 world-honored ones with joy. A period of 50 small kalpas elapsed from when the Bodhisattva Mahasattvas sprang up from underground till the finishing of the praising of the Buddhas by the various ways by which Bodhisattvas should praise Buddhas. All this while, Shakyamuni Buddha sat in silence. The 4 kinds of devotees also kept silence for 50 small kalpas. By his supernatural powers, however, the Buddha caused the great multitude to think that they had kept silence for only 30 days. Also, by the supernatural powers of the Buddha, the 4 kinds of devotees were able to see that the skies of many hundreds of thousands of billions of worlds were filled with these Bodhisattvas. Those Bodhisattvas had 4 leaders: superior practice, limitless practice, pure practice, and steadily established practice. These 4 great Bodhisattvas were the highest leaders of those Bodhisattvas. In the presence of the great multitude, they joined their hands together toward Shakyamuni Buddha, looked up at him, and inquired after him, saying, World Honored One, are you in good health? Are you peaceful or not? Are the living beings whom you are to save ready to receive your teachings or not? Do they not fatigue you? Thereupon the four great bodhisattvas sang in Gathas, World Honored One, are you peaceful? Are you in good health? Are you not tired with teaching the living beings? Are they ready to receive your teaching, or are they not? Do they not fatigue you? Here ends day 19.